Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 4, beginning at verse 35, a familiar story to many of us. As evening came, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let's cross to the other side of the lake." So they took Jesus in the boat and started out, leaving the crowds behind, although other boats followed. But soon a fierce storm came up. High waves were breaking into the boat and it began to fill with water. Jesus was sleeping at the back of the boat with his head on a cushion. The disciples woke him up, shouting, "Teacher, don't you care that we're going to drown?" Awake now, he told the wind to pipe down and said to the sea, "Quiet, settle down." The wind ran out of breath. The sea became smooth as glass. Jesus then reprimanded the disciples, "Why are you such cowards? Don't you have any faith at all?" They were in absolute awe, staggered. "Who is this anyway?" they asked. Wind and sea at his beck and call. There it is again. I can identify in that story with the disciples. I can appreciate what they must have been feeling in the picture painted by the scripture we just read from Mark's gospel. God's word is so compelling and for so many reasons. For one, it's a roadmap for our lives when we look at it. We meet some of the neatest, most interesting cast of characters in it, strange characters even at times, like John the Baptist, for example, eating locusts and honey and dressed in animal skins, really. God's word has proven true through the centuries, and of course for good reason, as God's divinely inspired letter to those he loves. But it hit me again when reading the passage above the other day that one of the reasons it is so compelling to us is that every scene, every parable, every example, and every teachable moment that we read, we can always find ourselves somewhere right in the moment which is painted there. We can see ourselves in almost every scene. In the passage above, the disciples are in the boat with Jesus on board with them, yet he's sound asleep in the back. When out of nowhere, as they often do out in the water, a storm comes up. The disciples begin to worry, and as they often did, they begin to allow the storm, which was outside of the boat, to enter into their life, despite the fact that Jesus was on board with them. They allow what was around them to begin to control them, and so they panic. They go nuts, actually, shouting at Jesus to try and wake him up. And when he woke up, they began accusing him of not caring about them because he had continued to sleep in the midst of the storm. But what they still didn't understand was that he was always the calm in their storm and they didn't see it. He was there, even then, even asleep. He was their peace, their source of strength, who had not gone anywhere. And they didn't see it or appreciate it. Jesus wanted to be the center of their focus and their lives, and instead, they allowed the storm to become the center of their focus, and they let it consume and direct their lives. Maybe not you, but I can identify, guys, and I suspect you can too, though, if you're honest. What was your response the last time something unexpected hit you full in the face? Perhaps you lost a loved one. You learned, perhaps, that a loved one has an illness that once thought was cured, but now it's returned. Maybe your child got into trouble and you didn't know how to help. Perhaps the door that was just shut on a dream career path you had been on for a while has left you uncertain. Maybe your family finances have become so tight that there's nothing available for essentials, let alone something extra or to do something a bit extravagant for your spouse or your family. Perhaps you failed one too many times and are afraid to step out again. Perhaps something has you in its grip. A habit, an addiction, some guilt from the past, and you can't figure out how to free yourself from it. Or perhaps your priorities between family time and the office pull are not what they should be. You get the picture. Lots of struggles, lots of storms, and no peace, at least not for you. I told my granddaughter's story the other day about a contest which took place a few years ago, which asked people to submit paintings that depicted a picture of peace. So many pictures were submitted for the contest. Beautiful pictures of majestic snow-capped glistening mountaintops, golden sunrises spreading across a dew-swept countryside, calm ocean expanses with beautiful sunsets setting on the distant horizon, and of a family gathered around a table full of food, and so many others, all peaceful, all powerful. The winner, however, was none of those, but instead was of a painting of a violent thunderstorm crashing across a rocky mountain's island formation, seemingly standing all by itself in the middle of an ocean somewhere. At first glance, it didn't make any sense at all that this could be the winner. So violent was the storm with the crashing waves and lightning flashes all around that were depicted in the painting that at first you didn't notice the tiny mother bird nestled safely within a crevice in the huge rock formation, with her wings spread over her six tiny baby birds resting safely in the nest with her. But there they were, peace and calm within the midst of the storm lashing out all around her. That's the peace of God, which is always available for us. No matter the storms all around us, His peace is there in the midst of whatever storm we may be in. Peace to center our lives and rest ourselves within. And that's our focus, to accept and believe, no matter what may be happening in our lives, that His peace and His presence is and always will be there and will always prevail over anything else in our lives. That belief is the starting point of God's overwhelming, ever-present peace, which will begin to fill and surround our lives. So what storms have you allowed to rob you of the peace and the assurance that no matter what is going on around you, God is still there with you? Do you have your hands full? What have you allowed to deprive you of the peace that His presence and promises will provide? Perhaps a temptation is always lurking around the corner. Maybe some of the things I mentioned before. What's interesting is that no matter what is going on around us, God hasn't gone anywhere, ever. He has been and is and will always be by our sides, just as He was for the disciples in the boat. Yet we, like those disciples, begin to worry and allow the circumstances around us to steal that peace and calm from us, which the presence of Christ always there provides. And all the while, He is right there with us. Like the picture of that mother bird and her babies nestled safely in a crevice in the rock reminds us, we need to remember that in the midst of the storms around us, God is there. Like He was with the disciples in the boat in the storm, He was with us and is with us today in the most difficult moments of our lives. He was with you when you were born, and He knows whether you were rocked as a child. This is the same Christ who knows what your childhood was like, who was with you on your happiest days and in your saddest moments. He knows your broken promises. He knows all of your screw-ups, and He loves you just the same. As a matter of fact, my friends, the last breath He breathed on this planet was for you and for me. That's the peace of Christ. We simply need to embrace, rest in, and trust, remembering that no matter what happens, no matter what storms we find ourselves in the middle of, the peace of Christ and the eternal assurance of His presence are always there. Always. Listen again to what the disciples said at the end of that moment in the boat from the Message translation. They were in absolute awe, staggered. "Who is this anyway?" they asked. "Wind and sea at His beck and call. Who is this anyway?" It's God. And we'll always find Him where we are. In the back of a boat, in a crevice in a rock, on a long uncertain journey, He is there. When facing a valley of heartache, a disappointment or failure, a scary, uncertain future, or when standing before a mountain of challenge, in the midst of every moment of our lives, the peace of God is always there. And as the Apostle Paul reminds us, the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, no matter what we face, no matter the storms around us. Let me pray for us. Father, thank You. Thank You for the moments when we're in the midst of the storm and we don't know what to do and the storms begin to come in, when all of a sudden we realize that You're there. Help us to lean into You more and sooner. Help us to realize that right away. Help us to realize that every day and every moment and every step we take, You are there. You are the peace in our lives. You are the calm in our lives. You are the power and the strength in our lives and the direction. Thank You. Thank You for always reminding us of that. But more than that, thank You for always being there when we remember it. And we ask it all and pray it all in Your Son's precious name. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.